Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Welcome to this mountain daily. Create an altar for yourself in your room or in your house. An altar does not mean putting an image or a relic or molding anything. No, your altar can be just leaning down beside your bed, beside your chair, or pacing up and down in your room, or if you have a separate room apartment where you go and you lay down or sit down, it could be a place where your family meets. If you are the type that have family altar, do so and it becomes your prayer altar. If you do family prayers, then that's the place members meet, pray, sing a song, read Bible study, listen to Turning Point together. That becomes your prayer altar. And then the prayer booklet, read it together or read it alone and discuss it briefly. So daily, it will totally transform you and your family life. Welcome also to Tuesday, the third day in September 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. This new month is called September to Remember. Let's do this. Look for a new thing around you, a new item from your room, your bookshelf, your kitchen, your storeroom, your farmhouse, your garage, your office, your shop. Something new, maybe something that nobody have ever used before, maybe still in the nylon or in the packet. We are using it for prophetic action. Touch it, hold it, or raise it up. I prophesy, new month, new thing, new openings, new opportunities, ideas, resort, business doors, traveling doors, business trip, new resources, new spaces, new customers, new clients, new positions, new anointing, whatever new thing you desire. Oh yes, be mentioning them in this prayer. Hold the new thing and be prophesying them. New conception, new position, new jobs, new appointment. I see a brand new you this month. Say amen, I receive it. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9, he said, behold, the former things have come to pass. New things do I declare, they shall spring up. I declare, God will use new blessings and breakthroughs to make you forget all your trials, your pains, and your days of waiting and misfortunes in Jesus' name. A big divine intervention is coming for you that will mop up your tears, remove your fears, and compensate you for all that were delayed or denied in the name of Jesus. Say amen, I receive it. So shall it be. It's a new month. I see some people with keys to their cars, their houses or apartment, new offices, key to their shops, and all such places they desire. Look for a key, raise it up. I prophesy, receive the key for your new car, new home, new accommodation, new shop, and new office. In Jesus' name, say amen. Yes, we shall surely listen to your testimony here very soon. September 3, celebrant your birthday prayers. Open your hands. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Grow in grace. Grow in power. Grow in relevance. And grow in prosperity. Happy birthday. Right? Welcome to the second day in the prophetic healing prayers. God is the healer, the greatest physician ever. Be responding and please release your faith as we pray these healing prayers. First today, hip pains. Someone out there is suffering from hip pain, pain in your hip joints. You have problems with your hip muscle, ligament, and the tendon. Though yet it gives you so much pain, standing, sitting, or even walking is difficult, so bad. God is healing you today. It could be arthritis, injuries, or structural issues. After this prayer, anoint that part of your body. The pains will vanish. Cough. Who is this one coughing for a while, even with catarrh? The cough is blocking your breathing and even your throat. Someone is suffering from mucus dropping into your throat, disturbing you so much, especially during the night season. You too shall be healed today. Someone is choking. Almost everything you take, water or food, chokes you. Let me pray for you. Touch the location. Touch the area. I pray over everyone concerned. Be healed. hip pains, go, arthritis, cough, blocked nostrils, go, viral infection on the throat, allergies, and all that has been affected, be cleared now in Jesus' name. Please take this blessed water, take a sip after this prayer, drink, the problems will go. Who is this woman with fibroid? Another one with ovarian cyst. All fibroids will melt away today. All cysts will also be cleared away. Women with womb challenges, lay hand on your tummy and let me pray. I speak over that affliction, mention, be healed. All of you are healed. All infections, die. Blocked tubes, be flushed open. Ovarian cysts, deceased, and fibroid, be fired and melt away in the name of Jesus. Any woman, house, any wife, looking unto God for conception, lay your hand on your tummy. Receive the power to conceive. In 30 days time, you will have missed your period, leading to conception and the birth of your new baby. In Jesus' name. Who is this with heart palpitation? You are hearing your own heartbeat. Oh, that's not normal. Your heart is beating faster. Pain in the chest. When you breathe in or you breathe out, you feel the pain. When you press the place also, you feel the pain. Oh, let me pray. Lay hands where you have pain. You are healed. Heart palpitation. Irregular heartbeat. Stop now. I say stop now. Be healed. Start breathing normally. All pains disappear. Find a way to tie your anointed mantle on the place or lay it there to sleep. Say amen. Weakness. You just feel weak. Anyone with weakness issue, your healing is now. You can't trek a long distance without finding a place to sit down. You can't climb to the second floor of a staircase before you are panting and you are tired. Heart weakness must go. You will lay hands there now. Eye turning red or yellow, whatever reason that is making that to happen. Jaundice in babies or whatever. After this prayer, wash your eyes with the blessed water and also use that water as eye drop. You will be totally okay. Eczema. Someone is suffering from skin problem. Itchy, dry, and bumpy. Finally today, asthma. I'm hearing asthma. Anyone suffering from asthma? Asthma is a lung disease. You get excess mucus, difficult to breathe many times. Doctor's care, only God can cure. If your case was mentioned, even if not mentioned, but you have faith for your healing, lay hands where you have the pain, where you are hurting. Lay your mantle if your mantle is around. I pray in Jesus' name. All receive your healings. By his stripes you were healed. I say you are healed. Reject that sickness. It was never yours. You are healed in Jesus' name. Say amen. Declare, I am healed. Declare it again, I am healed. Try to do what you couldn't do before. You are healed. Let's have your testimonies later. Listeners, we will do more tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also receive these prayers and be healed. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp after the Fish Market, Abuja. Telephone numbers to engage for inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, get ready. You will leave your home on time to beat the traffic. Oh, we run two services on Thursday, Prayer Mountain, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30. Second service, anointed mantle shall be given out for praying and doing miracle. Come and collect your own. It is free. Invite people. And the prayer focus on Prayer Mountain this week, both in Abuja and everywhere, is anointing for surplus supplies, anointing for running over, and more than enough. David said, my cup runs over. So bring the cup, a prophetic cup, empty cup, plastic cup or whatever kind of cup, bring it to the prayer mountain. We will raise it up and face it up and be calling on God of heaven to fill our cup to run over. Your cup in business, in marriage, in career, anywhere you are in the whole world, your cup will run over. Same two services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt on Thursday. Go there. Oh, it shall be live streamed to the whole world. Get your cups ready. Fill my cup to running over. That is the prayer mountain this week. Surplus supply. The month has ended. So if you're a monthly tither or personal and corporate tither, Thanksgiving, back to seed and the partnership commitment seed and the seed of 9999, we are sowing this month. Nine, our month of delivery, 9 September to remember. Do as God gives you the grace. Many are already doing it, and their testimonies are coming. Some people are already sowing 99,999 naira, 99 kobo, 9,999 naira, 99 kobo, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, even 5 or 2. 1,099 naira, 99 kobo, even 999 naira. As much as God gives you the grace, so at your maximum best. Use our PayPal account or the HSBC account. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your tithing and all these different seed we preach, we teach and encourage, send an SMS or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. And then our TPGM members in United Kingdom doing their remittances in pound sterling, we have an HSBC account for you to pay directly in pound sterling. For details, send an SMS or a chat to Pastor Adeola on 074-111-28401. Do so now. Every one of you sowing seed, paying tithe, sowing seed, and all this partnership commitment seed, and the monthly 9988, the Lord will enlarge your course. Every time God blesses this commission, it will spill over to you because you are connected with resources and with your heart. He says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Your heart is connected to this commission. The God of power behind this commission shall be blessing you. Do as you are told. Return today with testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a wonderful September to remember. Bye.